much about.
Hey, April. I was looking to get some new music, and I was wondering if you could recommend anything.
The internet.
I really like your haircut. Where'd you get it?
Prison.
How's your sister doing?
She has the shingles.
Who's your favorite character on Sex and the City?
Alf.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I thought about getting into radio, but I don't think people could deal with what I have to say, you know?
I bet.
I mean, all my buddies down at work, they all tell me I should, you know? I'm definitely the guy that everyone says, dude, you need your own show.
Yeah. What, and what do you do? Do you do for work?
Music's my thing. But to pay the man, I sell high-temperature textiles, mainly felt. No one thinks about it, but felt's everywhere. It's on drumsticks, piano hammers, ballistic-rated body armor. Have you ever used a highlighter? Because the tip? It's made of felt! That's what gives it that nice glide!
I've never used a highlighter.
And now...
Are you scared of poo-poo?
Our feature presentation.
Are you scared of poo-poo was the last thing we heard.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember where that came from.
I don't either, but I'm worried about it. Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 22nd of May.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
How's it going?
Good.
Oh, no.
What?
What's going on?
You always preface bad news with those sounds.
Right.
I don't think I want to get into it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I want to get into
it. Well, then don't do that.
I'm sorry. My bad. Maybe we should start over.
Okay.
I'm having an anxiety crisis.
Oh.
About today. So, okay. My apologies.
All right.
But it is Tuesday. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I have a crazy story to get us started. Do you? I've got to ask both of you guys this question. When you watch the news and you see the way things are going, and you see the way people think, and the things that people know and don't know, and the things that people decide, and the way people live, do you feel like we're going in the right direction?
No.
Or do you feel like, as George Carlin used to say, we are watching civilization circle the drain?
Yes to that.
I don't watch the news because I'm a kid.
And Allie, let me ask you this in particular. Do you think it's because we are just so much more interconnected than ever before? We're aware of so much more news, so many more stories, so many more awful things going on because of social media. And these things have always happened and maybe we just didn't hear about them as much?
I think that does play a part. I think about that a lot.
I think it plays a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it used to be you just had a half hour of news a day, mm-hmm. or you'd occasionally tune into cable news. And cable news at that time used to do news instead of nonstop 24-hour political partisanship.
Yeah.
So you would miss a lot of stories. Now, the story that I'm going to bring you, nobody's a bad person here. Nobody's an evil person.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. I would invite you to be the judge of that.
Okay.
But I do think we're dealing with some dum-dums. I do think that's happening. This news comes out of, let's say, South Carolina.
Headlines: a controversy involving a graduation cake, the highest honor for a graduating senior, was censored on the cake decoration.
The Lokendry family says it's a misunderstanding that led to frustration. Now they're laughing about it. Our Bill Burr has more on the fallout from the frosting faux pas.
Oh, Bill.
Okay.
What happened?
First of all, the frosting faux pas. I don't know whether I hate it or I love it.
Both.
All right. Have you already figured out what the problem is in this story? Did you hear the setup for a graduation cake was censored? Student graduates with high honors, cake was censored. What's going on so far?
Oh, I really hope that they didn't think a diploma was something it shouldn't have been.
All right. Let's find out, shall we?
Ashley and Dean, who knew sweets could be censored? But that's what a West Ashley family says happened to their special order. It was a graduation cake that became an unexpected conversation for the entire family.
The signs of a graduation party are still left around the house of the Kaczynski family. Jacob graduated Saturday with the highest honors from a Christian-based homeschooling program.
By the way, one of my concerns about the people involved in this story is the news channel that's doing the story who refuses to say out loud what was censored on the cake.
What?
You guys figured it out yet?
No.
So his mom ordered a cake.
He did not know we were getting a cake because he's not a big cake eater. So we were all standing there waiting to see it. And when we opened it, it was a huge shock to all of us.
Kara Kaczynski explained how she ordered the 3/4-inch sheet cake online through Publix. But when she requested the bakery include Jacob's Honor, she was alerted profane or special characters weren't allowed.
All right, I'm just going to tell
Jacob's
you.
Jacob's Honor, yeah.
He graduated with a 4.89 grade point average and the coveted honor of summa cum laude.
Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, summa cum laude. And the people making the cake said, we can't put that on a cake. That's profane.
Oh,
you can't put that
love.
Word. So burned everybody to the ground in this whole story?
Yes.
Can you even, though?
No.
Can you even?
I was hoping they thought the diploma was a gun or something.
Uh-huh.
Something.
And as I mentioned earlier, no one in the news will even say summa cum laude. And I'm wondering if that's because they think that's going to be the reaction from some viewers. Oh. And other viewers are going to start writing a strongly worded letter because that kind of language is on the news.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable. Is it awesome, Kevin?
Yes, for the same reason you hate it.
All right,
yes.
Let's see. There's more.
Kara clarified her request with special instructions.
The website had censored me, and this is a website you can refer to for the Latin term for summa cum laude, which means with highest honors.
All right, so mom's willing to say it. They're willing to put that on the news. So she, even after the cake was censored, she sent them back a note and said, look, this is a Latin term. It means with highest honors. Here's a website that'll show that I'm not just fooling you here. Put it on the damn cake.
Kara said when her husband picked up the cake from Publix on Savannah Highway and Main Road, he didn't know the bakery omitted the middle Latin word.
Which we won't say on the news.
We can't say it because
it was replaced with...
Yeah, exactly. It's unbelievable.
It was replaced with hyphens.
The cake experience was kind of frustrating and humiliating because I had to explain to my friends and family... like what that meant, and they were giggling uncontrollably. At least my friends were.
By the way, so they have a big party with a whole bunch of people, including his grandparents at the house, and everybody's like, what's so funny? And then they have to have this conversation in front of everybody, including old people, why this cake was
sweet.
Censored. And by the way, how many friends does this kid,
right,
who's home Christian schooled with a 4.89 grade point average, have? I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, make stereotypes here, but come on. Right? These were all his parents' friends, right?
I would assume so, yeah.
The Kaczynski said a manager from Publix apologized and offered a refund. For now, they're nibbling on the leftover dessert and looking forward to Jacob's freshman year at Wingate University.
So there you go, guys. Summa cum laude. Censored on a cake. Mm. What did Childish Gambino say? This is America.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. It really is. Come on now.
Exactly. Well said, Kevin.
Thank you. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Thank you, God!
We're going to introduce you to something called the Cry Closet, which Bean may need after that story.
Yeah.
That's a good idea right now.
Yeah. What's up with Florida on the show
what
today?
What is up with Florida, by the way?
Right? We're going to do that later today. Tickets for the LA Galaxy game this Friday night in the K-Rock section. Got my own section. Pretty cool.
Wow.
Nice.
Going to be fun. We have Jensen Karp, our hip-hop correspondent, on. I don't think we're going to talk about that today.
Oh, no. That's not hip-hop.
No.
My bad.
You tried to get away with expensing something that you shouldn't have.
Mm.
How many people have done that?
All
people?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And we've got your tickets for Pixar Fest. It's the first time that they're having it at Disneyland. We've got your tickets for that.
It looks amazing, by the way. Parades and fireworks. And, I mean, there's so many Pixar characters that kids adore. And you got a whole you know, summer dedicated to that. I just love what they're doing at Disneyland.
I do, too. Giving away tickets for today. We'll take a break. We'll come back with what's happening next. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:53.
That means it's time for What's Happening, Allie.
It does, and it is, and I would like to give you something because,
already?
My God,
wow.
It is 5:53 in the morning. You're up. Why don't I give you a pair of passes to the red carpet premiere of Action Point?
It's a trap.
It is not. It is real. It is happening. It is a movie. It will be at the Arclight Hollywood. This is the red carpet premiere on May 31st. We talked about this yesterday. Is it a real story? It actually is. It's about an amusement park that was so janky and done so poorly against pretty much all specifications. People getting hurt all over the place. But here's the synopsis of the movie. Johnny Knoxville stars as the crackpot owner of a low-rent, out-of-control amusement park where the rides are designed with minimum safety for maximum fun. I, however, didn't look up what Bean said yesterday that his eye popped out during the making
for
of it.
For real, though.
Did that happen or did I make that up?
I didn't look it up because I didn't want to know, to be honest.
How do you not want to know that?
No, no.
How do you not want to know?
Because, ew.
We got some social media hits from listeners who said that if your eye pops out, as long as whatever that thing is that connects it to your face doesn't break, you can put it back in and it'll still work.
What?
It's not like you go blind in that eye just because it pops out. My grandmother had, on my mother's side, had a stroke, and her eye came out and did disconnect, and she did have a glass eye for the rest of her life. So good morning, everybody.
That was Beans.
Fun fact.
Give a call right now.
Nope.
1-800-520-1067.
Has your grandma lost her eye?
No, this is to win the ticket.
If you have a glass eye, or someone in your family does, you win tickets to the movie.
No, this is just give a call.
Oh, this
you're
is
gonna
for the
win
tickets.
Yeah, we're gonna take the first five callers.
1-800.
Nope. Oh. That just call and want the tickets to the red carpet premiere. 1-800-520-1067. You are going to the red carpet premiere of Action Point at the Arclight Hollywood on May 31st. Whew.
Wow.
That was good.
It did happen. Chip just looked it up. It happened.
It did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Gosh.
Magic.
Is there any age at which Johnny Knoxville will say, I'm a good-looking guy, I got a family, I can act, I don't need to break every bone in my body every time I make a movie? He just loves it, doesn't he?
I mean, I think that's it. It's just the adrenaline rush.
He loves being shot out of a cannon and hitting the side of a barn. I mean, that's his idea of a fun day at work.
God bless you,
Knoxville.
Hit the side of a barn.
I think that's in this movie. I think he did in this movie. Yeah.
Was his eye out or in?
No, unclear.
Is that what did it?
Unclear.
Was it the barn?
I'm just sad my grandma's not alive to see this film because she would really relate.
Or not see it.
See part of it. We've got to be very careful with our screening if only people with glass eyes are going to be there.
We have to
sit them in the situation, sit them in the theater based on which eye is missing so they have the best view.
Right.
It's be very complicated.
It's open to anyone, just the first five callers.
Okay.
I know you guys were concerned. Season finale of Dancing with the Athletes. What? Dancing with the Stars.
Yes.
Athletes. I'd watch that. Dancing with the Ass.
Mm-hmm.
It finished up last night.
Oh.
Yes.
It was so amazing, too.
Three.
Did everyone see it?
Oh, it was so good. The top three.
When that guy danced and then the other one did. Mm-hmm. Then they gave reviews.
Man. What about that lady, though, who went out there and jitterbugged?
Right? I thought I was going to die. I can't even.
No. the top three were Tonya Harding, Adam Rippon, and football player Josh Norman. Came down to audience votes, basically, combined with the judges' score. But figure skater, Adam Rippon. He had the highest score total by only one vote. Did he earn that mirror ball? Who cares? Not a lot of what's happening news today, so bear with me a little bit. And not sure if you saw American Idol last night, big finale over there. The final two, Caleb Lee Hutchinson and Maddie Pope.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Well, here's the thing. Later on in the show, those two revealed to be boyfriend and girlfriend. The final two. That would be like if Justin and Kelly were dating and then all of a sudden, oh, Kelly won. Because in this case, Maddie won as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened over there on that show.
All right.
And what else do we have? Boy, Hugh Grant. He's getting married. He's going to marry his Swedish girlfriend, mother of his three kids. Haven't thought about him in a while, huh? Four Weddings and a Funeral. That was a good flick.
Right.
Remember that?
Sure.
That was real fun.
I don't remember that.
And
You remember that, Beans?
Yes, it was a.
I remember it existed.
Huge movie, yeah.
Sure.
Still very popular in reruns on cable and whatnot. Great film. Hugh Grant, by the way, for a while was one of the biggest movie stars in the world and made a lot of good movies, but he kind of dropped off, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
A little bit. Yeah, you don't really think of him much after a Love Actually, or I think he was in all the Paddingtons actually that have been very recent. So I take that back.
Oh, he's been doing a lot.
A lot of stuff happening. Some birthdays for you.
Oh, thank God.
All right. Actress Jennifer Goodwin, model Naomi Campbell, singer Morrissey, actress Maggie Q, and perhaps one of the most likable WWE wrestlers in all time. Of all time. In time. Because time is it's endless. Like this segment.
Don't worry. We don't go on the air until 6. So you got about 20 seconds.
Danny Bryan. And that's what's happening.
You have to watch Brendan Urie just to see him hit those notes in person.
He's phenomenal.
Perfectly.
I guess I missed that he had been on Broadway for some time, starring in Kinky Boots.
Oh, yep, yeah.
But you hear that voice and you go, well, yeah, sure. He could sing anything. So more power to him.
Yeah. It's world famous K-Rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:22. Could I interest you in a cry closet?
Tell me more.
An art exhibit on the University of Utah campus getting quite the buzz.
Yeah, students can't stop talking about the cry closet. You can find it inside the Marriott Library on campus.
Jenna Rowe went looking for it today.
It's the end of the semester, and students at the University of Utah are busy cramming for finals.
It's an intense week.
A new art exhibit is a welcome distraction.
By the way, it sounds like it's just an art exhibit, but I believe from watching this that people are actually using it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's called the Cry Closet. It's all students on campus can talk about. Twitter and Facebook are going crazy.
I thought I had to come out and check it out.
Students are flooding the library just to get a glimpse.
My friend said that there was an actual, like, crying closet. And it's here, and it's a for real crying closet.
Created by art student Nemo Miller, the closet is meant to relieve the stress of finals. A sign on the door invites students in to take a break.
Just let it all out. Let yourself just get away from your studies for the next 10 minutes.
Let's get a look at what's inside the closet.
Stuffed animals for comfort.
Stuffed animals inside. Just in case you're overly stressed, there's stuffed animals.
Okay.
Lights. And of course, a timer to keep track of how long you're in there for.
I think one of these should be everywhere all the time.
Everywhere all the time. One of these should be everywhere all the time.
I'm sure I'm not the only one who's thinking this, but are they sure that's what the students are going into the cry closet to do?
Right?
Oh.
I mean,
That was my thought as well.
Oof.
Yeah. It's a closet.
Right.
Stuffed animals.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, it's, it's privacy in a busy area.
Relieve stress.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I don't
be
get
careful
it.
With those stuffed animals. All right.
That's what this guy thinks, I believe. I'm not exactly sure, but it is funny. The next report, how quickly he goes from the news report to opinion.
Uh-huh.
And his opinion is that this is not necessarily the best thing ever.
Get this. Students at the University of Utah are going to have the opportunity to relieve some stress during finals week by locking themselves in the school's cry closet for a short period of time. This is a student's tweet about the cry closet that went viral this week. The small room in the middle of the Marriott Library on the Salt Lake City campus features a narrow door with dark lining, a plush floor, and stuffed animals inside, according.
I'm sorry, can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Do we really want a plush floor in the cry closet? Because I'm with my man Bean. I'm not positive that tears are what's happening in there.
Yeah, they want to make it as comfortable as possible, I guess.
To Fox 13 in Salt Lake City.
Right, so.
It's a great place to come and decompress, said one student.
Right.
One Twitter user blasted the school as pathetic for installing the room in the library. Way to prepare students for the real world. Wonder how many prospective employers have cry closets. And that is exactly the point here. I mean, really, we're having cry closets in a college. It shouldn't be in any school. What are we teaching students here? And what are you really getting them ready for the real world? There's no place like that in the real world.
What? There's no place like that in the real world?
I am stunned that no one has said the snowflake words yet. Stunned. And there's no celebration of liberal tears flowing here? Somebody's let me down.
You can't have a cry closet when you're at work or right before a meeting because the meeting was too rough or it was too scary.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's really saying that.
Yeah, calm down, dude.
I mean, I don't, I'm not sure that somebody's saying, hey, this should be everywhere and everybody can do it in the real world.
Right.
And
right.
It's an art installation.
Right.
Let's all take a breath.
It is an art installation, but I got the idea that it was being used for real.
Yeah, some of those stuffed animals look pretty beat up.
Oh.
Right. There's no point in that, folks. You got to get on with your life. You got to be fierce. You got to be dominant.
Right.
And you're not going to do that in the way of having a cry closet. When things get rough, we run to. We've been seeing this more and more.
No, we haven't. Have we been seeing this more and more?
No, that's the only one. The only one in the world.
Have you guys seen cry closets everywhere?
I have not.
I haven't.
Stop it.
Ever since the election in 2016, we've been seeing that more and more now where people want to vent out and they want to have these safe places. Let me show you what a safe place is. It's in your own home.
Right. Let me tell you something.
He's your really home. Going off on this, isn't he?
Your home's a place to cry.
Right.
That's the only place.
I have a feeling his wife cries a lot.
But when you get out in the real world, stuff happens.
Right.
You can't have cry closets when things go wrong and when things go badly in your life. You know what you do? How you get past it?
How do you do that?
You start another day.
Oh.
Then you start another day.
I see.
Things get better.
I see. So cry closets aren't everywhere?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Hmm.
Got
it. Don't go into a cry closet because what does that prove to people? That when things get rough, things get bad, you don't know how to handle it, so you just freak out. Go in the cry closet. Well, that's not real life. That's not real world. And what they're teaching in this college.
Oh, my God.
Definitely.
This is relentless.
Right. Shut up.
I want to take him into the punch closet.
Not real world situations. I feel bad for those students there. They think this is a great outlet for them. But some don't agree with that, and I'm proud of those students, no doubt. Just another reason why we are seeing this world change more and more.
Right?
Wow. Sometimes I just don't get this.
Oh, is this a filibuster?
Jeez.
Take it easy.
Listen, I'm not a fan of the cry closet either, but now I freaking love it.
Right.
Next half hour here on K-Rock, we're going to set you up with tickets for Kevin's section for this Friday night for the LA Galaxy versus San Jose. They're in town at the StubHub Center. You can sit with Kevin. You get a couple of beers, access to an exclusive post-game autograph session, and we'll be looking for Galaxy fans between 7 and 7:30.
Well, I was just responding to a guy on Twitter that said, I don't have to sit behind him, do I?
Aw, big noggin.
Because giant head.
You do have an enormous melon.
So I said, no, we blocked out the seat behind me and then two rows up behind
nice.
Me. Just
smart.
To make sure.
Yeah. By the way, I know we have something else to do here, but you guys didn't watch the royal wedding. But
no.
All those people with those enormous dumb hats. Elton John was sitting behind one with a lady who looked like she had a Christmas tree on her head.
I
was
thinking, Elton John is very short.
Yes, I was thinking it must be awful. At least half the people in that church were sitting behind women with huge hats on.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, that's no good for anybody.
Right.
There are lots of ways you can reach the Kevin and Bean Show. Of course, you can text us anytime at 1-800-520-1067. But you can go the old-fashioned way and leave us a message on the Kevin and Bean Afro line. That number, as always, is 323-520-AFRO. A lot of calls on a lot of subjects. Now, how many billboards, how many Kevin and Bean billboards are there right now? We have two, right?
Three, if you count Mexico.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Is that one in Mexico, right?
Well, we did hear from a Billboard fan, which I'm excited to play for you.
Kevin and Bean, nice Beavis and Butthead billboard on the 405, dorks.
We're hearing a lot of that, people unhappy with our representation. But I got to tell you, if you see the billboard, it's actually kind of accurate.
It's beautiful.
It is really, really what we look like. All right, this is a terrible trend that I'm asking you to stop it right now.
Hey, Bean, I'm so happy you're back. I promise I won't even ask you to smell my farts anymore. Oh. Well, at least not for like a month.
Okay, can we...
She's giving you a reprieve.
Can we let that go,
just for
please?
A month?
Here's a lot of our listeners enjoy it when we instruct their Alexa to do something in their house, and I think this listener's getting in on the action.
Alexa, play a siren for 30 minutes.
Sorry, people.
Weenie Roast for 2018 is behind us, and there were so many highlights, but this listener really keyed in on one that I think everybody who saw him feels the same way.
Hey, I just went to the Weenie Roast, and I can't stop thinking about Mike Shinoda.
He put tears in my eyes and a smile on my face, and he was so awesome. Thank you, K-Rock, and thank you, Mike Shinoda. I love you.
First of all, he's an awesome dude. Second of all, he's incredibly talented. And third of all, it must be so difficult for him to go out and do these shows after what he's, you know, been used to for the past 20 years.
Yeah.
And it was incredibly emotional. I mean, when everybody was singing along to In the End, I was thinking, oh, my God, that was a moment for all time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, to you and everyone like you, stop calling.
Hey, guys. Oh, I'm not feeling too good.
Okay. All right. This is not necessary. It's not funny.
I mean, I find it funny.
Shut up, Chip. All right, we get it. That's enough.
Go ahead and keep...
No, don't go on, Keith.
Go ahead and keep calling.
Nope.
We need a daily update.
All right, hang up the phone, sir. Okay. That's not why... That's
we need
not...
a daily update on
what
that, guys.
What is he eating?
Right?
That's a good point. Allie, this caller is a fan of yours, but he does have one caveat to add.
I love Allie McKay, and I think she takes a lot of undue criticism on the show.
All right.
And I've been considered myself a longtime fan of her, but Allie, after that conversation about The Godfather, I mean, perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. The freaking Godfather. I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't.
It is the freaking Godfather, Allie.
I didn't hear the review.
Oh, she said it was perfectly fine.
It was perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine. And I named like 20 amazing things that happened in the movie. And she's like, yeah, but it was okay.
I laughed at the leave the gun, take the cannoli, or take the cannoli, whatever.
Right.
That
it's
was
a
funny.
A rare moment of levity. It's not a comedy, Allie. You're not judging it on how many laughs there were.
Oh.
She also didn't recognize Al Pacino, didn't realize he was in the movie until like 2 hours in.
Paused it, took a bathroom break, and I was like, who is playing Michael? He is outstanding. Googled it, and I was like, oh, crap.
Wow. Well, he was young once.
And he doesn't sound like Al Pacino. He's not putting that stupid hoo-ah put
he
on
was
crap.
Young
it's a
once.
Different you
character.
Heard me.
It's not the
oh, he doesn't
character.
Do that in the same.
No.
Allie, you said that you were going to follow through and watch Godfather Part
you
know, 2
right?
Now that you've seen Part 1.
I don't think it's for her.
Yeah, I will watch it at some point.
You will love
deserve
it.
To watch heard, the second one.
Oh, really?
It's
no.
great.
I've
it's
heard
great.
From everyone that it's better than the first one. So the first one you just watch, you kind of get the feel for it. And then the second
first one...
The
first one is also considered great.
Oh,
it is.
It's considered one of the best movies of all time.
So I would say maybe you don't deserve to.
What if I go from perfectly fine to... Whew, great.
I mean...
Hoo-ah. What if that happens?
I don't know that... Whew, this is the review we're looking for.
Okay.
Here's a request for Allie that I happen to agree with.
Just one thing I was going to ask. If you could please ask Allie to never bring up the poo knife again.
Yeah.
No poo knife. No poo knife. Ah, God damn it.
The poo knife had been dead and buried until Allie resurrected it.
I don't
recently.
Know. We got calls.
It's not necessary.
The poo knife has changed lives.
La, 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 la. Allie, here's another one for you, and this is actually one of your neighbors calling, believe it or not.
Oh. This is one of the birds outside of Allie's home. Look, we'll be completely honest with you. We're kind of making the noise on purpose. You talk way too much and way too loud about the show, Barry. Not that we don't like the show, it's just that you just talk way too much. So forgive us. We're just trying to drown you out with our white noise.
So the birds are trying to drown you out.
You know, I do talk about Barry a lot, but man, is that a great show.
What?
NoHo Hank, just one of the best
you
characters
never mentioned.
On
we
television.
Got it. We got it. We got it.
Wonderful show.
One more for you. And
oh,
I think
God.
This one's going to cheer you up, though.
All right.
Hey, Allie. I just wanted to let you know I learned something new today. I learned how to whistle.
God damn it.
Kevin, you were at EDC this weekend in Las Vegas, and I guess your dealer called?
Goddamn, Kev Dog, I was looking for you on Saturday at EDC. I'm trying to get you that moly.
Is it moly?
Apparently, you guys couldn't connect or something.
You get a mole from that? I don't want moly.
Maybe he was offering mole. You looked hungry.
I'm not sure. We're listening to the Kevin DeBean Afrolight. A couple more. This is a royal wedding recap you didn't know you needed.
Royal wedding, royal wedding, royal wedding. Marriage things totally happened. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Prince Harry is outside my window. Meghan Markle's behind a tree. I wish that Kevin could see, but I can't find him for the life of me. And it's the Queen of England outside my window pane.
And finally, a question for the room.
So I'm watching the Winnipeg Jets take on the Vegas Golden Knights here on a Friday night. Mm-hmm. And you know, there are the Blue Men group are like in the stands and like Vegas Knights jerseys. And I seem to recall someone maybe on this show was confused about the Blue Men. I don't know. Did he think they were yellow?
Come on now.
Maybe green?
A lot of setup.
I'm not sure, but you know, I bet you guys know. Hit it, Steve.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
We've got to get to the bottom of what in the hell is going on with this Blue Man group. These guys, they paint their faces red.
That was A Moment.
Come on.
I was in a cab, and I was driving to my hotel this past Friday for EDC, and I drove past the Luxor,
uh-huh.
And there was a giant portrait of the Blue Man group, and I just chuckled. I was like, oh, man.
An all-time classic.
Yeah.
Thanks for all your calls, you guys. You're hilarious. 323-520-AFRO. That's the number for the Kevin and Bean Afro line.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. What is up with Florida? Coming up just after the top of the hour.
First, Allie, what's happening?
I don't know if you saw it yesterday. Big, big news that WWE SmackDown moving to Fox starting next fall. Yeah, this is a major shakeup. So essentially what happened was it was over on USA on Tuesday nights. And then NBC Universal was like, we don't really need the rights to that anymore. Somebody else take it. So Fox swoops in and they're like, hey, we want to have WWE SmackDown on Friday nights over here. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, the Fox deal worth more than $1 billion over 5 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable money. Unbelievable money. Unreal. And of course, with the announcement, stocks shot up. Shares in Vince McMahon's publicly traded WWE soared nearly 15% yesterday. And I think when more comes out about this, it's going to probably go up even more, right? I don't know how it works. Is that how it works, Bean? Buy high, sell low. Is that correct?
I think that's how I do it.
Okay,
I don't know how that's
right.
How everybody else does it.
Yeah, but this is a big deal. And it also makes me laugh when people say, nobody's watching WWE.
A lot of people watch it.
Okay. All right, that's why they're making billion-dollar deals, suckers. Who's with me? Speaking of suckers, pretty much Nikki Bella and John Cena never broke up. They're calling it that they're reunited. Just one short month after calling off their wedding, sources tell people that they're basically back together and they never stop talking.
Oh, so that's such a big liar.
Yeah.
Was it just a made up story that they were kind of breaking up over not being able to decide on whether to have children or
with
not?
With the WWE Bean?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Don't be ridiculous.
Because it sounded legitimate.
It never did. I said it was a work from the beginning. It was all to promote Total Bellas, her show, Nikki Bella's show. It just, none of it made sense. So apparently, they're back on track. They realized that they could fix what was broken.
Oh, that's great.
That is wonderful.
You see that? You see that? You see how white people do?
And this is very upsetting news, but everyone is fine. Jason Bateman and Will Arnett in New York to promote Arrested Development in a car accident yesterday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they were in a taxi with a couple other people, and the taxi wound up rear-ending a sedan in front of them. Cops were called, but no one transported to the hospital. It made me think all my friends, when I get in a cab, think I'm really weird because I put on a seatbelt.
Right.
Because everyone gets in a cab, you just assume everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's driving. He knows what to do. It's very odd, but I wonder if they were wearing seatbelts.
I don't, for the most part.
You don't wear seatbelts?
I know that we've talked about this before. I don't wear seatbelts in a cab.
I always do.
And it 100%. Makes zero sense.
It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I don't get me.
I don't get you either at all. And, Kevin, you thought we were done with royal updates, but...
We are done with royal updates.
Just this last one.
Royal wedding.
Because stories are coming out about the receptions that were after, and apparently how to party.
Yeah.
James Corden organized a dance-off with Prince William, Prince Charles, and Prince Harry, right? Who do you think won that?
Prince Charles, of course.
Obvi.
Who dances better than him?
Serena Williams was playing beer pong like it was tennis, just killing the game. Which I love to hear. Let's be honest, she's great at everything. And then the luckiest ladies of the evening, definitely Meghan Markle and her new sister-in-law, Kate Middleton. Why? Because they were cutting a rug with George Clooney. All right.
All right.
Makes perfect sense. And in case you were wondering, the brand new royal couple is delaying their honeymoon. They will make their first public appearance today as husband and wife at a Buckingham Palace garden party for the Prince of Wales. They could be on a beach somewhere sipping margaritas, but they're going to be in the garden with Poppy. How boring, right? Who's with me?
I'm with you.
One of the toughest questions in a divorce is who gets the friends?
Who gets the friends?
Yeah. Because sometimes you have to side with her, you pick her, you side with him, you pick him. Well, apparently, Justin Theroux is seriously overstepping his boundaries.
Uh-oh.
Sources tell Radar Online that Jennifer Aniston is not real pleased that her future ex-husband has been spotted with her buddies, Emma Stone and Selena Gomez.
So you have to choose? You can't be friends with everybody?
You have to choose.
Because that makes it look like you're not supporting... The other partner who's left out.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right. It's all so weird. But let's be honest, Justin hanging out with Emma.
He is a dick.
I don't think we're saying that, but Emma Stone and Selena Gomez.
I mean.
Come on. What are you doing, Justin? You're not just kicking it like talking about Pinterest. You are trying to pin it. What? I don't. And some birthdays for you. Actress Jennifer Goodwin, model Naomi Campbell, Patriots, Julian Edelman. I didn't say it the first time, but why not?
Why didn't you say it the first time?
I don't know. I just skipped over him.
I don't know. Someone's got a lot of complaints when Dave puts Falcons on the birthday list.
Well, because no one knows him. Everyone knows Julian.
Okay.
Great. Singer Morrissey, actress Maggie Q, and one of the nicest guys in wrestling, Daniel Bryan. And that's what's happening.
Party with Kevin, Friday night at the Galaxy game. We'll give you tickets and a couple of beers thrown in as well in about 5 minutes or so. Stand by, Galaxy fans, 5 minutes from right now. First, what's up with Florida?
You goddamn people in Florida! You bunch of bastards!
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida? You always have the craziest news. What's up with you?
America's most penis-shaped state always seems to be in the news for people just doing crazy things. A lot of drugs and alcohol happening down there in the old Florida, I think. That's responsible for most of these stories. St. Augustine, Florida. This past Saturday night, a man found his way onto the roof of a Wendy's there, where he stripped down to his underwear and started yelling at onlookers. The St. Johns County Sheriff's Department tweeted around 8:45 p.m. they were responding to an individual on the roof in the area near U.S. 1. According to witnesses at the scene, the man had an argument with someone in the restaurant, became irate, and then climbed up onto the roof of the Wendy's, stripped down to his underwear, started screaming at people. Now, I don't know much about much, but is that a way to win an argument? I don't know what he was arguing.
I mean, it's one way.
But I don't feel like the person who was in the dispute with him goes, you know what, when you put it that way, I guess you do make more sense than I do, standing on the Wendy's. They had to close the restaurant while they talked the guy down, unclear as to whether he will be facing charges. In Florida, I bet you just drive by that Wendy's. You see the guy up there in his underwear, and you just go, well, that's where we live.
That's Florida.
A joyride in a motorized shopping cart landed a Largo couple behind bars on Thursday. I'm kind of surprised that you have never gone out on a motorized shopping cart before, Kevin. Security cameras were rolling when Jeffrey Sabiel, 50, and Santa Marie Walters, 32, stole a motorized shopping cart from where? This is Florida. a Walmart located in Missouri Avenue. The couple was seen driving off the property and heading west on Rosary Road. Shortly after the theft was reported, the car was spotted outside Jimmy's Sports Bar in Largo.
So they pulled over and parked it where people could see it?
Yes, and went to a bar. They stole a motorized shopping cart from a Walmart and drove it to a bar. They are Mr. and Mrs. Florida, as far as I'm concerned. That has everything. Gulf Breeze, Florida. A Florida deputy tasered a naked man wandering through a neighborhood during a rainstorm. I'm a little bit surprised that the rainstorm made this story. I'm not sure how that... Joseph John Musso arrested Thursday, charged with loitering and prowling, lewd and lascivious behavior, resisting an officer without violence, and exposure of sexual organs. Authorities were called by a resident who said a security camera showed a naked man walking by the front door. Then a second person called the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office who said they saw a naked man but added he also had an erection.
God.
I mean, you want your witnesses to be as descriptive as possible so that the police make sure to arrest the right naked man.
Can you describe him? No, but I can describe his junk.
He was 63 years old, by the way, Mr. Musso. Says he received sexual gratification by being naked in public. So he has been arrested. By the way, he got tasered, which is not exactly what he was hoping for the day he went out there.
No.
This story made national news, by the way. You may have seen it. Mugshots.com. Are you familiar with that?
Love it.
Mugshots.com is a company, and it actually is, it's kind of a scam. They take your mugshot and put personal information, as much as they can find from public records, about your arrest up on a website. And then they contact you and they say, hey, we can take it down for you for $399. They have no
straight
legal
blackmail.
That's exactly what it is, yes. And they operate offshore, so it's very difficult to track, very difficult to legally go after them. Well, the two men behind the website, Thomas Kesey, 60, Sahar Sarid, 43, have now both been arrested for mugshots.com. Somehow they tracked them down. They're both being held for over $1 million in bail. Oddly, their mugshots did not make it onto the website. But I hope somebody does. I hope somebody puts those mugshots up there and then charges them to take them down. The website is still up, by the way. It was running normally as of this Friday afternoon, but it is a complete scam. They call you from an 800 number and say, yeah, we're with unpublishedarrest.com. Pay us $3.99. We'll take it down. So they finally got taken down. And finally, here's a Pensacola man who robbed multiple businesses. He committed 4 unarmed robberies in a year. All 4 of them, he stole the same thing, you guys. Cigarettes. James Foster, 46, has pled guilty to 4 counts of robbery without a weapon. He robbed 4 convenience stores over the course of a year. He would walk in and he would threaten the clerk. If they didn't give him the cigarettes, he would go behind the counter and take them himself. 4 different times. At some point, you quit smoking, don't you? Because you end up, and I know it's more difficult than it says to just say, but I mean, the guy's going to jail where he's not going to be allowed to smoke.
Oh, he'll get plenty of smokes. Yeah. Just has to earn them.
By getting smoked.
We have to work for it, huh? He, by the way, has been sentenced to... And I wish there were more details about if there was anything before this. There had to have been something else on his record. He's been sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison.
What?
For 4 unarmed robberies of cigarettes. Huh. So this must have been like a third strike situation or something like that, right?
Yeah, you would think.
No weapon. That's crazy.
46 years old and just stealing cigarettes one right after another. I mean, start bumming them. Do something. This is not a sustainable system, sir. I'm sorry. And this has been What's Up with Florida.
Florida, Florida, Florida. What's up with Florida?
All right, we have tickets for the LA Galaxy this Friday night versus San Jose Earthquakes. We have our own section, our own K-Rock section.
Are they going to put you in, by the way?
Put me in the game?
Yeah.
I'm always available. Always.
You're always there and ready to suit up, right?
They know I'm available.
Okay,
so
good.
I keep telling them every single time. I'm like, look, I'm available. And they go, yeah, we'll call you.
All right, so we're talking about tickets in Kevin's section, plus 2 beers, plus access to an exclusive post-game autograph session. You must be 21 and up this time around. And I think we are, of course, looking for soccer fans, right?
Yes.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If you want to go kick off your Memorial Day holiday weekend with Kevin at the Galaxy this Friday night, call now. Why did Kendrick Lamar invite a fan on stage and shortly after that stop the show and chastise that fan for something she did? We will talk about that and check with our friend Jensen Karpar, Kevin Bean hip-hop correspondent, coming up in about 15 minutes or so here in K-Rock. First, though, let's give away some Galaxy tickets, shall we?
Y ahora es el momento de jugar. And if you're a Border Patrol agent, I meant to say, and now it's time to play Galaxy or Galaxy No.
We are we're sticking with Galaxy or Galaxy No.
Is he a vampire in that?
I think he was a little bit.
I don't know what that accent was.
LA Galaxy, welcome to San Jose Earthquakes at StubHub Center. Are they the are they among the Galaxy's mortal foes? Would you say? Kevin?
Yes.
I would think so. That's this Friday night. Tickets include two beers and access to an exclusive post-game autograph session. We are playing Galaxy or Galaxy No. Contestants are on the line. How's this one go?
Just going to ask a question, and you have to. Your answer is Galaxy or Galaxy No.
Okay.
Really 50-50.
All right.
Pretty simple game.
But you do have to answer with that terminology, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, because we want you to feel as dumb as we do.
In the form of a question.
Wait, well, that's not necessary.
No, that's not part of it.
All right. All right, who's first?
Let's start with Robert in Signal Hill. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Popo's out to you as well. The Galaxy were one of the eight original teams that started the MLS in 1996. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
What is Galaxy?
That's the form of a question.
Well done, sir. Please hold on.
All right. Let's go to Gabriel in Corona. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Gabriel. How are you?
Hello.
And to you as
good,
well.
Good.
Major League Soccer announced the league's first television rights deal in 1994 with ESPN and ABC Sports without any players, coaches, or teams in place. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Galaxy.
Correct.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
I don't know, but I love that.
That showed a lot of confidence that it was going to work, didn't it?
Confidence is one word, sure.
Okay.
Let's go to Christian in Lakewood. Hi, Christian.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
It's going well. To date, the Galaxy have won more MLS championships than any other team. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Galaxy.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Does it make sense to play C or No after someone gets it?
Sure.
Okay.
Hey, who's number two? Is it Houston?
I don't know. Who cares?
Okay. Fair enough.
If you're not first, you're last. By the way, that's from Ricky Bobby.
Everybody qualifying so far, we do have three pairs to give away, so we'll send most people home happy today. Who's our next contestant?
Kevin in Anaheim. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. Thank you. You ready for your question?
Yep.
Landon Donovan played for the Galaxy. He also played for San Jose, who we're playing Friday.
Galaxy.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Oh.
He retired like three different times. Now he's playing soccer in Mexico. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Galaxy.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
He is 65 now?
I don't think he's 65.
Oh, okay.
All right. Welcome, Miguel in Norwalk. Hi there.
Morning.
All right, here's your question. Giovanni Dos Santos and his brother Jonathan Dos Santos are both expected to lead the Galaxy for up to a month to play for Canada in the World Cup. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Galaxy No.
Correct, Canada. Come on, they're from Mexico.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
All right, I think we have time for one more.
It's going to be Mark in Huntington Beach. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Here's your question. In last night's game against Houston, Zlatan Ibrahimovic got a red card for slapping a dude in the ear. Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Ooh. Galaxy?
Correct.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Nicely and you done. Believe that was a great move, a great strategy move, what he did on the field.
I mean,
night,
it
Kevin?
Wasn't ideal in that you get a red card and you get kicked out of the game.
Uh-huh.
So, from that standpoint, it wasn't great.
Okay.
And then from any other standpoint, it wasn't great as well.
All right. Every single contestant in the drawing, only three will win tickets to join Kevin in his section. by the way, you can go to LAGalaxy.com/KROQ and buy those tickets. They're only $32.50 for Friday night. That includes the beer and the whole deal. Allie, who are our winners, please?
The winners are Robert, Kevin, and Gabriel.
Yay!
Congratulations. See you Friday night. Thanks for playing the game.
Galaxy or Galaxy No?
Pixar Parade, Pixar Fireworks, all your favorite Pixar characters from Toy Story, Finding Nemo, and more. We're talking about what's going on at Disneyland Resort all summer long. Pixar Fest will give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets for you and the whole family coming up later on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, let's bring our hip-hop correspondent into the mix, shall we?
Chance and Cough, your flow is so tight. You rock the mic right, I can't believe you're white. Chance and Cough, come on, blow up the spot. The world-famous K-Rock, let's talk hip-hop.
He is our favorite gallery owner, author, podcaster, writer, producer. Of course, he's the genius behind the TBS show Drop the Mic, Sunday nights at 10. Hey, Jensen, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
I'm well. How are you guys?
You tweeted something the other day before we get into our topic about how many views your Drop the Mic rap battles have on YouTube. Would you repeat that number for me, please?
It's over 380 million. Which is a number I didn't think I'd ever say out loud.
That seems good.
It is what you call a hit online.
And it's not doing too badly on the TV either, as I understand. Congratulations on your new season.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going well. People, you know, what we've learned recently is that people don't really watch a lot of television. Watch it online.
Correct.
So I'm happy to be benefiting from that shift in culture.
Exactly. Well, listen, I'm so glad you're on today. I'm going to let Kevin pick up the story here, but Jensen is a lifelong hip-hop fan, and you, among the rest of us, are as in love with Kendrick Lamar as anybody, right?
That's right, and this is clearly the right room to talk about this.
Right?
I mean, we just by looks, we are obviously the people who need to debate this.
I would also like to add, if we do have African-American listeners who would like to weigh in as you listen to this discussion unfold, you are welcome to call.
Whitey can't do it?
I'm saying, I think we have room for lots of different perspectives on this, especially since I think I know where Kevin's headed here. So please do call us at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, why don't you set up the story for us, and then we'll get Jensen's thoughts.
All right. Kendrick Lamar was playing at the Hangout Fest, and he likes to bring people on stage to rap with him. Mm-hmm. So he brought up a white girl, actually three white girls, and two white girls did it before this one, but then this white girl was rapping the song with Kendrick Lamar on stage. And she ended up using the N-word, which is what he wrote and how the song goes. Here's a little bit of that.
The lady.
Make some noise for the lady right now.
Yes, the lady.
She said, where we started at. I told you every time.
Swear I got you.
And Crips, all got along. They probably got me down by the end of the song. Seems like the whole city go against me. Every time I'm in the street, I hear yah, 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 yah. Man, no, wait for me.
I mean, it loses some of its offensiveness when we have to beep everything, but it was not beeped on stage.
So she was singing Mad City, right? The title song from that album. And what happened? He stopped her first and said, you got to censor that word. And then she said, okay, I got you. And then she still sang.
I mean, not first. She did that first. She said the N-word a bunch of times. Then he stopped it and said she had to do it. You know.
Yes. Gotcha. Then she was very embarrassed by it. It was handled extremely well by Kendrick Lamar. And then they did the song and she kept the words out for the next take.
All right. So her saying the N-word on stage. Thoughts?
I mean, first, the room here. I mean, do you guys want to unveil first what you feel about this?
Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you go first, Kevin.
Look, I can see both sides.
There's good people on both sides, Kevin? Okay.
Right. Exactly, Jensen.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Here's my whole thing.
Yes, Kevin.
Kendrick Lamar knows the lyrics because he wrote them. Mm-hmm. He brings a white girl up on stage to sing the song with him.
Right.
In Alabama. Small detail.
Right. So she sings the song with him. Now,
literally, they were seconds away from crosses burning in the background of this song. <So on.
laughs> Look, I can understand why everybody's upset. I get that no white person should ever use that word.
Period. But period, though. It doesn't matter what the context is. It doesn't matter what the circumstances were. Kendrick Lamar can sing that song that he wrote because he's a black guy.
Right. But when he brings a white girl up on stage to sing a song and he knows the lyrics that he wrote to that song,
he assumes she's going to do the right thing and self-censor herself.
Right. because it is the cardinal sin of all hip hop concerts in real life. But I will, because I've now shown that this is a terrible thing. She should not do this. As someone who's been going to rap shows since I was 13 years old, from Wu-Tang to Biggie in L.A. to every, I mean, it's just the word you don't yell out at a concert, purely because it could be taken beyond the song, and it has meanings beyond these lyrics. But I will say, not to defend Kevin at all, but just to keep the discussion going, is that there are rappers like Schoolboy Q and Kanye West and certain people who have come out before and said that these concerts are safe places to rap along with the
lyrics.
Yeah,
I was at a Kanye show when he said, I'm giving you all permission to use the N-word.
And it's like, especially you, Kevin.
And it was pretty weird, but that's what he said.
Jetson, we were having this conversation off the air yesterday. If you're driving down the road listening to rap music in your car, which I assume you are most hours of most days, Jetson,
yeah.
Do you, even in your car alone, are you comfortable singing the word out loud?
No. If Jay-Z released a song called I Am a Pedophile, I'm not going to rap along to it. You know what I mean? Like, there are just certain things I'm not – also, pretty cool song by Jay-Z. My thing is like, I'm not just going to say things because it's in my favorite song. There are certain things that are against my morals and my beliefs and things that I don't want to say as a person. And those are those things. That's not something that I feel comfortable saying, and I'm happy to not feel comfortable saying it. And I think it's the right thing to do as a white hip-hop fan.
I agree, but let me ask one final question on this. Is this doesn't necessarily mean that the lady who went on stage, the white lady who went on stage, she's not racist. She's
Delaney not, is her she's name, not, and no, she is not racist at all. She's
not a bad person.
No. She reacted the way that she should have, which was like, oh boy, I am sorry. I did it because that's how it's written, and I'm sorry. And then she did it, and I don't think Kendrick walked away from it negatively about her. I think it just says something about the comfort of white people at hip-hop shows that I'm still disturbed by a bit. There's still, like, because Jurassic 5, shouts out to those guys, Newmark and everybody, and Charlie Tuna, that was like the first festival rap group.
Right.
Like, they used to go to these, they were in the first Coachella, and their music was really unoffensive. It was really just sort of like, you know, let's have a good time. Uh-huh. And then as these festivals became more popular, and you start seeing Kanye and Kendrick the rap, these Coachella is like 40% rap nowadays.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that, because Dave was at the Migos segment of Coachella, and he says everybody was singing along with every song, including the N-word, and they were fine with it.
That's the thing, is that these audiences are 80% white, basically, when you go to these festivals, and the music doesn't change when you go there. So it is, I think this is going to open up the discussion to something that's a little more important about comfort in saying this, and also what hip-hop's role is, which is sort of, you know, it's always been sort of the CNN of the streets, and I don't think that means that we get to just magically say it at concerts. It's crazy offensive.
All right, but let me just say this. You can understand why it happened, though, right? Because it was his song and they're his lyrics, and he said, come up and sing the song with me.
And there has been
even
no
if it's the wrong thing to do.
Explained. There should be a code of conduct with this. I've always thought that, even when NWA was a big group, there's a small amount of code of conduct that I think will finally be addressed a bit.
After this?
It's crazy weird, guys.
I also think not helping Delaney's cause was right before her was a white guy named Rohan that did a song, and he censored himself with every word. So that didn't help her cause. Like, how come that guy can do it and she can't? So.
I felt like, and maybe you guys can agree or disagree, that she was genuinely sort of surprised that it happened and genuinely said she was sorry.
And that's where the comfort comes in. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, is this too comfort? Also, she shouldn't have been wearing a Klan outfit.
That was too much. That was too much.
It didn't help her. Yeah, Rohan was wearing normal clothes. She had a full Grand Wizard look.
In our final moment, I did invite any of our African-American listeners to call in. Let's take line two, please, Kevin, from Riverside. Let's get Akia on. She can give us the final word on this. Akia, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for calling and for holding on.
Well, thanks for having me. So I am obviously black with a name like Akia.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, but there is never a situation when it's okay for somebody who is not black to say that word.
Okay.
Like,
I mean, ever. I think we learned that from this video, but my thing is, should anyone have been surprised in that situation that happened?
I feel, please, you're saying that there was another person who did censor themselves, like, mm-hmm. he kind of set the precedent, like, no, we're not doing this today.
Right.
Right.
for that.
Okay. So white people, that's the takeaway from Jensen and from Akia. Never be comfortable saying that word under any circumstances. All right. Akia, thank you for listening.
I am happy that Akia spoke for everyone. That makes me happy.
I can only do as a black person, so thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jensen. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Always. Bye, guys.
Bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5 till 8.
We're going to be talking about things you tried to claim on your expense report. A couple of great stories in the news right now. Cosmetic surgery, lottery tickets. I mean, people try anything they can think of. So we'll be telling you some stories, taking your calls coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. First, though, Tuesday, 7:55. Allie, what's happening?
Well, about a month ago, we found out that Nickelodeon was going to revive the game show Double Dare. Right? We heard about this. It got a 40-episode order. Are you kidding? Huge. If you don't know what Double Dare is, it premiered in 1986. Two teams, they compete to win prizes. They answer trivia questions. And then there's just these messy physical challenges that get really gross. And it's awesome. Like a human hamster wheel, the big Double Dare nose, and the gigantic mouth. It is a blast. Well, guess what? They have found their new Double Dare host. Any guesses?
Bobo.
It is not Bobo. Just out.
I'm going to say Will Arnett.
Oh, I see. No. The original host, by the way, Mark Summers. I don't know if that helps you in any way.
Know that guy? Okay.
You'd know his face for sure.
Don Johnson.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Right.
Johnny Depp.
Not Johnny Depp either.
Pam Anderson?
No.
Okay. Alice Cooper.
Uh-uh.
Jesus.
No, busy.
Say hello to Lenny and Squiggy.
Wouldn't that be great?
I would love it.
Is he a priest?
No, very busy with
Herbert
the Dodgers.
W. Fink?
No.
Boba Fett.
Nope, not Boba Fett.
Chris Wheaton.
Oh, Will would be great.
Hi, it's Cat.
Cat would be wonderful as well.
Mm-hmm. Dweezil Zappa.
Nope, he's not into it.
The son of Flubber?
Nope, not sure who that is.
Oh, that would be great.
Right.
Professor from Gilligan's Island?
No.
Peggy Noonan?
No, again.
Let's hear it for O.J. Jackson Jr.
Not his name either.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
Not any of those Vin Diesels. Mm.
Sister Sledge?
Nope.
Demi Lovato.
She would be great. Younger.
The Notorious Conor McGregor.
I'd watch that.
Right?
Right?
Same.
All right. You want to know who it is? Because you're never going to.
Smokey Love.
Never going to guess.
We're never going to guess.
No, because unless you know YouTube stars.
I don't.
Well, it's a YouTube star. Her name
is.
What? Flea? No.
Flea.
Not Flea. No. A woman named Liza Koshy.
Oh, I was going to guess Liza Koshy next.
Were you?
It's too bad.
She's actually extremely personable, very funny. I think it's a great choice. If you're wondering.
Kind of anticlimactic, by the way.
I know, after all that.
After Count Smokula.
Meanwhile, the original host, Mark Summers, he's going to return to the new version of the game. He's going to be doing color commentary on the challenges because of his vast knowledge of the game.
All right.
Mark, I mean, really.
Okay.
It's a young man's game now. What are you doing?
Right.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Oh, you already said.
Already done.
Sorry.
Alexander the Great.
No, Vin, but I appreciate you piping in there. We talked about the movie Action Point with Johnny Knoxville earlier. Because we're giving away tickets to the premiere all week, the red carpet premiere. And Bean had brought up yesterday, didn't he pop his eye out during that? And I said, I don't even want to look it up. I don't want to figure it out.
During the shooting.
Well, thank you to D.L. Butler. He emailed me this article. This is his quote. I got hurt more on this film than any film I've ever done. I got 4 concussions, broke my wrist, busted my knee, got stitches, whiplash, and lost 2.5 teeth.
Wow.
However, the scariest injury that Johnny Knoxville sustained didn't occur while he was on camera.
That's a shame.
You ready for this?
That's the first question everybody says. Did you get that?
Nope. Once I got home from the emergency room after one bad concussion, I had blood in my nose, so I blew my nose. When I did, my left eye popped out of the socket.
Yay!
He had
Who's hungry?
Literally destroyed the bone around his eye.
Wow.
He then said, quote, "They say I didn't break it. It disappeared on impact. So when I was blowing my nose, I was blowing air around my eyeball, pushing it out."
I don't want to know about bad things at all.
Right?
I don't either. Oh, my God. Oh. So D.L. Butler said this to me, and I say to you, now you have to hear about it, too. Thank you, Deborah. Screw you.
Sounds bad when you say it like that.
Oh, my God, Johnny Knoxville.
Still connected?
Apparently, if the retinal something, if that's still connected, it's okay.
Then can he grab the eye and, like, look around?
I don't think that's
That'd be
function.
Pretty cool.
It really would be. Absolutely. Anyway, the injury required the film to shoot him only from the right side of his face for about 6 days. I can't. We have to have him in. This is It's too much. I can't take it.
You can't shoot. This is my bad side because my eye popped out.
When I was blowing my nose. Oh, did
That's
we lose?
Awesome.
We lose Bean?
Probably.
Okay.
Oh, no. I'm just a little woozy.
Okay, got it. All right. Oh, you okay?
Time to move on?
Yes.
Some birthdays for you. Wrestler Daniel Bryan, actress Jennifer Goodwin, model Naomi Campbell, singer Morrissey, and actress Maggie Q, and that's what's happening.
So expense reports, you guys. If you're lucky enough to work for a company that reimburses you for expense, perhaps you've at times taken advantage of that.
Maybe a little bit.
Who's our friend Jason Shoemaker, Kevin?
He was the University of Texas Law School Facilities Director.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he made $80,000 a year at that position.
Okay.
All right.
But he started turning in some bizarre requests to be reimbursed for things like, Hooters.
Well, man's got to eat.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
He would clock in. He was able to get into the computer service and say that he was there for 8 hours while he was in the Virgin Islands.
What?
I mean, he was basically committing fraud against the entire company in every way possible.
That goes, that's a step beyond just turning in some extra hot wings.
Right?
I mean, come on. He was in the Virgin Islands and pretending to be at work?
Tried to get paid back for the $2,584 American Airlines flight to the U.S. Virgin Islands as well.
Was he doing business down there for the law school?
No.
Oh, he was just on vacation.
It turns out he was just on vacation.
Filling those hours.
Well, yeah. why wasn't it enough that he took the free time off and he was still pretending to be working and getting paid for it? Why did he have to then push his luck and try to get reimbursed for his vacation time?
Tried to get reimbursed for $609 for the Wynn Hotel Las Vegas. Tried to get reimbursed $39 for Jose Cuervo Tequila in Miami. I mean, the guy was just pushing it every way possible.
Right? Just greedy.
What the hell? Why would you push? Why?
Yeah.
Why stick your head up that far if you're committing fraud? You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Don't look at me like that.
I have to look at you like that because not only did you do it, you did a little move with your head like you were sticking it up.
Right. I was trying to show people on the radio. So we want to talk about you. Perhaps you may have exaggerated when you were telling the company what they owe you.
Right. I found a guy who's an expert on this. Robert Half Management Resources is a finance and accounting staffing firm, and they decided to try to find out what employees were trying to expense on the company dime. So they did interviews with 20 of the largest cities in America with over 2,000 chief financial officers to find out what sorts of things had been turned in for expenses. The company was expected to reimburse you for, and this list includes the following. And then we're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. What did you try to get away with? Whether it worked or not, that doesn't matter. What did you try to expense? We want you to give us a call.
It's funnier if it didn't.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Lottery tickets. Now, are there any circumstances you could think by which your employer would be on the hook to reimburse you for lottery tickets?
I would think not. And
I would think
what
not
if you
either.
Won?
Great point, Kevin.
Then do they get the money?
A spa day. Cosmetic surgery.
Well.
I mean, maybe you need to look
You're
good.
On television?
You're a newscaster?
Right.
Okay. All right. Maybe that would, yeah. See, this is just the list of what they tried to turn in. The specific job is not listed here. But you know what? Maybe you could at least make an argument. Hey, HD is doing me no favors. I got to look as good as I can to keep this job. Right?
Right.
Scuba diving lessons.
I mean, maybe you're going scuba diving with a client and
sealing a deal underwater.
Hand signaling him underwater.
You know how often that happens,
Kevin. All the time.
Flowers for your spouse. She puts up with a lot. Maybe it could be your argument. All right. I want the story behind trying to expense a dog. I want to hear you turn in a receipt for a dog. And I hope this is a different person.
I'll bet that's some type of an emotional support thing where they they say, maybe so. My job is stressful, so I need this dog.
Okay.
All right. Next on the list, and I'm hoping it's a different employee, is taxidermy. Please tell me those two aren't related. A couple more. Again, these are things that employees tried to expense to their job. Toilet paper, bubble bath, a 10-cent parking meter charge.
By the way, Bean's the kind of guy who would turn in a 10-cent receipt for a parking meter.
Untrue.
Am I right or not?
You're not right.
You're a liar, sir.
Flat screen TV, haircut, driving lessons, and car payments. Those are also on the list. So that's an example of some of the things that people have tried to tune in. But let's see what our listeners have come up with at 1-800-520-1067. Do we have a call?
Yeah, we do. Let's go to John in Whittier. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Good morning.
Talking about things that you expensed that perhaps weren't legal.
Well, years ago, I worked for a large entertainment company in L.A., and we were on a business trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to expense not only the admission, but also pull in tip money out of an ATM and drinks at the Little Darlin' Strip Club.
But wait, you were with clients? You were entertaining clients?
It was a bunch of fellow coworkers. I wasn't well prepared, so I needed a little extra cash.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And as Kevin may know, ATM fees are quite high in strip clubs. But
only about $25.
Oh my gosh, really?
And they know they got you, so they just charge you. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, wow.
Why would I know that? John, how dare you?
Come on. The good thing is on all the receipts, it came up as something like LT Enterprises Industries or something like that.
So they all do that. They all do that, but how would I know?
That's very good.
So I went, got back to the office, put it through. I thought it was going to get flagged and they wouldn't expense it. And I think I got back somewhere in the neighborhood of about $215.
Well,
look at
done.
That. USA! USA! Very good, sir. Thank you for the call. 1-800-520-1067. You tried to expense what? We'll take your calls next on K-Rock.
All right, just ahead of Panic at the Disco, let's take one phone call. Let's make it Billy in Alhambra. Hi, Billy. Hello?
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, Billy, we're talking
about Ship. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We're doing fine. We're talking about turning in expenses that may technically not be legitimate, but you still tried to get away with it. What was it?
Okay, well, I have a girlfriend since I was 1 year old. She became an adult movie star and turned into the IRS for breast implants. Got away with it.
So she wasn't trying to get an expense reimbursement. She was just writing them off on her taxes.
Yes.
Okay.
This would be,
I mean, it's a business expense, right?
Yeah. Hey, it sounds completely legitimate to me.
We're down with that.
All right.
Thank you for the call.
1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you next.
Wasn't that bad of an idea.
Did you pop your head up so we can all look at it like that? Hey, 1-800-520-1067. A guy working at the University of Texas managed to turn in expenses for trips all over the world, the Virgin Islands and Miami, wherever he happened to be instead of working. But he pushed it a little bit too far, got arrested for fraud. That made us start thinking about what you may have tried to turn in on your expenses and when you're taking your calls right now. Why don't we start with, let's go to Jeff, line 6, please. Jeff is in HB. Thank you for listening and holding on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you have to add to this conversation?
Good morning, party people.
Good morning.
Hey, I had a boss who was a master of padding his expense account.
Okay.
So our company, two main things come to mind. Our company had a policy that if you had to fly more than 4 hours someplace, they would pay for first class.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy lived out near Ontario Airport, and he had to fly to Chicago, which is only like about a 3 hour, 45 minute flight.
Right.
So he flew, he took a flight from Ontario to LAX and then on to Chicago.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty smart because he was actually following the rules, right?
He was following the rules. But, you know, the funny thing was he didn't really want the extra space so he could work or anything like that. He wanted the extra 50% worth of mileage so he could take his family on vacation.
Oh. Wow,
that dude was working the angle, right?
He's no dummy.
Yeah, very much so.
That's all right, awesome. You said you had another one.
Yeah, the other thing he would do, he did this once to me. We had an annual golf event for our clients. We'd spend about $40,000. It was a big affair with golf and dinner and all the rest and prizes. And he had me expense a set of kids' golf clubs for his son as part of the total expense of the event.
Wow.
I love it.
That guy knows how to work the angles. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the call, sir. Let's go to Sherman Oaks Line 4. This is going to be Lucy up next on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Lucy, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good
how
morning.
Are you?
We are good. Thank you.
I'm calling because one of my colleagues had a birthday a few months ago, and my boss is really stingy, decided to expense the flowers that we got her. Fast forward 2 months later, it's my boss's birthday, and my same coworker, decides to buy her flowers. So I asked her, I say, do you want to expense the flowers? And she says, why on earth would I expense the flowers? And I tell her, oh, because we expense the flowers for you.
Oh.
And she gets so furious.
Awesome.
And she decides to expense everything.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for the call, Lucy. We appreciate that. All right. Let's see. Let's go to Sebastian in Bellflower. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you. What did you try to expense?
Dinner and entertainment at a strip club in Texas.
Okay, so you went to a strip club in Texas and you tried to write it off as dinner, or you had dinner at a strip club?
Well, I tried writing it off as dinner. Let's just say that in this exquisite dinner bar, or dessert bar, I should say.
Okay.
But
how much money?
Got it through. Oh, a lot more than I really should have, but... But it was fun, you know, the Army loved it, you know.
It was the Army?
Yes, I got it through the Army.
Then you deserved it.
Right, they owed that to you.
Let them have it, right? That's what I say.
They were like, you know what, boys will be boys.
Right. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go that far, but I'm just saying, enjoy. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let's try Line 7, please. Go to Silver Lake, and let's see what Mark is talking about this morning.
Hey, Mark.
Good morning, party people. What's happening?
We are talking about expensing things you shouldn't have.
Yeah, well, many, many moons ago, I worked for a major record label, and my boss was the head of publicity, and we were running a couple of bands that are in regular rotation on your radio station,
mm-hmm. All right.
And simultaneously, she was getting married, and we expensed essentially her entire wedding to two major artists.
No! Flight. Really?
Oh, yeah, the whole thing. Flights, flowers... The band, you name it. I mean,
how about you name it, Mark? How about you name it?
Yeah, right.
Who are we talking, Mark?
Which band?
We're talking a band that's still in regular rotation to this day.
Right.
All right. So the Chili Peppers, we got it. Okay.
No, not the Chili Peppers. I'll tell you that they were on a Sony label. I can give you that.
Who be saying?
No, that would be good though. That would explain their demise. No,
how dare you?
Well, clearly it was Oasis,
you?
Right?
That
we know
wasn't
it was Oasis.
The reason.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
So
yes. It was a lot. I mean, it was a major Hollywood wedding. I mean, I'm not talking like you know 50
That's
people.
Insane.
Here. This was a big deal. And a matter of fact, to add insult to injury on this story, we were right smack dab in the middle of the Grammys, which is obviously the biggest time in the music industry, and I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off. And at one point, the same boss who was planning her wedding, she had me FedEx a stick of lipstick up north to her mother, who was I missed the FedEx the lipstick color so that she could match the. And I got fired.
Oh, my God.
You got fired.
Listen, let's
I got fired over a tube of lipstick.
Let's put Mark on hold and get this name. Who's with me?
I think so.
Right?
That is, and we wonder why the record companies all went out of business. That's an amazing story. Mark, hold on. We want to talk to you off the air. Thanks to everybody who called.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
First ever Pixar Fest, you guys, happening at Disneyland Resort. We'll hook you up with a four-pack of tickets in about 5 minutes or so. You and the fam get to go to Disneyland on us at K-Rock 5 minutes from right now. First, though, on this Tuesday morning, Allie, what's happening?
What's happening is Liev Schreiber.
Yeah.
He revealed during the Vulture Fest that there's a certain aspect of fame and a certain percentage of his fans. We'll call them women.
Okay.
Because
they are?
Just can't really wrap their head around the fact that he's not Ray Donovan.
Mm.
Like when he's on stage doing the Broadway show and four or five times a week, women would get hammered on some wine and yell things out like, "I love you, Ray!"
During
the performance.
Mm. Oh. And then they try to hire him to whack a dude, and that's not cool.
Right? And by whack a dude, that's what they're calling it.
No one can see you pointing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That joke doesn't work if you can't see you pointing.
I call it whack-a-mole. Know what I'm saying? No?
I support it.
Thanks, Jesse. I'm just saying, that can't be easy. You're on Broadway.
Oh, yeah,
it's a Broadway show. That is, that's some insanity.
Here's a pro tip. Don't ever yell out anything ever at anyone on stage at a Broadway show.
Yeah, that's a great tip.
Pretty good tip.
Yeah, I like it.
That's solid.
Yeah. So Ariana Grande performed on Sunday night's Billboard Music Awards, and her performance quickly turned into a whodunit. They were a little bit shocked by the fact that she started off the number wearing a really expensive diamond choker. And by really expensive, it was valued at $169,000, had 45 carats set in white gold. It's known as the Cleveland choker, which I also believe is a move that we don't want to look into. But around halfway through the song, it disappeared. And people noticed, and by people, the people that loaned her that necklace were like, what happened? So after she performed, they cleared the stage, and apparently the clasp had broken mid-performance. It was recovered and returned to the jeweler. So stand down, everyone. We have located the Cleveland choker. Don't worry about it. This is interesting coupling right here. So Ariana and Mac Miller broke up right after Coachella. She is now dating somebody.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Not Weird Al. He's happily married. This is someone that just came out in the news, I think about a week ago, saying that he had broken up with his girlfriend of over 2 years, Cassie David, who is a lovely young lady. And now these two are dating. It is
Dick Poop.
Nope. It is Ariana Grande and
Be Real
Kevin.
Not Be Real or Kevin or Be Real Kevin. Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson from SNL. Huh.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Look.
I don't as well.
I like Saturday Night Live. I don't see what he's contributing to that show at all.
Not
ever.
A lot, right.
He smiles.
He only plays himself, too, by the way.
He does smile a lot.
Yeah. Can't get that anywhere.
I mean, maybe he's a nice guy or something, but I don't see a much personality there for sure.
Well, it was first reported by Bossip, and now a second source confirmed the news to People. Apparently, Pete Davidson was on hand to support Ariana after she performed Sunday at the Billboard Music Awards. After the performance, they were backstage. He had his arm around her. They seemed very lovey-dovey. He was hanging out with her and her friends. She seemed quite smitten. If that's not the definition of a canoodle, I don't know what is. So, I mean, hey, kids, enjoy it. Enjoy your time. I've said it for years. The Bravo cable network has announced 8 new shows.
Eight?
Why?
Wow.
Because they're trying to fill out the weekend programming as it expands to a 7-day week schedule instead of just 5. Here are a few of the new series.
Real Housewives of the 1960s. A cast of modern women will be sent back to the 1960s to experience the ultimate era of the American housewife. They also have a new show called...
That's a space filler until they get the actual title and show?
It's happening.
That's a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. Okay. A new show called Your S.H.
Mm-hmm.
Family.
Right.
So you're... It rhymes with witty.
Right.
In which various families will compete against each other in a series of embarrassing, awkward, and hilarious pranks they've come up with to torture other members of their family, and whichever family takes it the furthest wins. That could be awful. I mean, if you're just screwing with your family to the point where it could cause real problems...
It's fun for us to watch.
Just to win a show?
It's fun for us to watch you destroy your family.
And finally, Beverly Hills Driving School, showcasing a bunch of driving instructors who take on the challenge of getting drivers their first license. Plot twist, they're older than the average teen getting their license. Bravo, what's going on? What's happening over there?
I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
Maybe just stick to reruns or whatever you're doing now.
Right? Just stick to that 5-day week. That's what I'm saying.
I can't, I don't know that I'm trying to imagine if I've ever watched a show on Bravo. I don't know that I've ever had that channel on in my home.
That is Dave's channel. I think
really?
If we, like, we all talk about one channel you would never let go of, mine would mm-hmm. be FX. Mm-hmm. I think Dave's would be Bravo.
Mine might be FX, too.
So wow. Good, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or HBO.
Or HBO.
Yeah, how do you choose?
Maybe Netflix. Showtime's got some good stuff coming
back.
Yeah,
they do.
Are we on the air?
What?
Huh? You want to know about some birthdays?
Will that get us to stop talking about
Daniel Bryan from the WWE. Jennifer Goodwin. Naomi Campbell. Morrissey. Maggie Q. Julian Edelman. And that's what's happening.
No one celebrates a birthday like Morrissey, I bet, huh?
Right?
God,
what a party.
Right? I think he canceled it. Because that's what he does. He says he's going to be places, and he doesn't.
Shut up, Allie. All right, okay. A 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets right now for you. We're talking about the first ever Pixar Fest happening all summer long. We're looking for fans of Pixar movies. You like the Pixar movies? Who doesn't? Call us now, 1-800-520-1067. You can play a game next on Kate. Is there a way to say that maybe is still my favorite Coldplay song without making it sound like everything they've done since then is not as good?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because I don't mean it as a diss. That
right.
That original first hit from here on K-Rock is still my favorite because they've made lots of songs I like since then.
Correct.
Yeah.
I may be struggling with this too much.
You are.
I think The Scientist is my favorite Coldplay song, and that's real old.
I'm a fix you kind of guy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
We're all very emo.
We've all learned a lot about each other here this morning.
Yeah.
All right, let's take care of some business, you guys. We're talking about Pixar Fest at Disneyland. This is amazing, going on all summer long with Pixar-themed fireworks. We got the return of the Pixar Play Parade with many of your friends from lots of great Pixar movies, the Paint the Night Parade, and so much more. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called Pixar Picks.
Picks, picks, picks. It's Pixar Picks. Picks, 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 it's Pixar Picks. You get tickets to Pixar Fest if you can guess correct. It's Pixar Picks, 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 it's Pixar Picks.
Woo!
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen.
I mean.
Right? Our man, Beer Mug.
I
well
know
done.
That was like a 50s song, but don't you think of just Keys on Van Ness?
Yes, I do. Need to buy a car.
Awesome.
All right. 1-800-520-1067. That is the number. Kevin, the contestants are ready to go. How does Pixar Picks work?
Well, we're going to play a scene from a movie, and you just have to tell us which movie it is. Of course, it's a Pixar movie, but you have to identify which one it is.
Okay. All right. So let's just take them in order, and we'll start with Sergio, I guess, on line one. He's calling us from Alhambra.
Hey, Sergio.
Good morning.
You understand? We're going to play a clip. You tell us what Pixar movie it is.
Gotcha.
Here you go.
I am your biggest fan.
Buddy?
My name is not Buddy! And it's not Incrediboy either. That ship has sailed. All I wanted was to help you. I only wanted to help. And what did you say to me?
fly home, buddy. I work alone.
All right, Sergio, what movie, please?
Incredibles.
It is.
Yes.
Picks. All right, so hold on. You're one step closer to winning the Disneyland tickets. Who's up next?
Audrey in Rancho Cucamonga. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for listening and holding on. You ready for your clip?
I'm ready.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Focus. Speed. I am speed. One winner. 42 losers. I eat losers for breakfast.
Pretty long clips we got here.
There's a lot of clues in that one, too. What do you think there are?
Cars.
Yes,
Cars is correct, yes. Picks.
All right, 2 for 2.
Go to Marcus in Los Angeles. Hi, Marcus.
What's up, Manilas? See what I did there?
We do.
Yeah, you scared the crap out of us. That's what you did.
Thank you for that. All right, listen up. What's this Pixar pick?
If I could assist you over there, would you sign off on my badge?
What are you talking about?
We could walk your house to the falls.
Walk it?
Yeah. After all, we weigh it down. We could walk it right over there, like a parade balloon.
Catch? There's no catch.
Totally.
That's him.
All right.
What's the movie?
It needs to be longer. No, I'm just kidding. It's up.
Yes, it is.
Up is correct. Picks.
All right. Boy, they got a lot of good movies. Mm.
They do. Mauricio in Highland Park. Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
We're playing a movie clip for you. You ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Riley is acting so weird. Why is she acting so weird?
What do you expect? All the islands are down.
Joy would know what to do.
That's it. Until she gets back, we just do what Joy would do.
Great idea. Anger, fear, disgust. How are we supposed to be happy?
All right, get this or be deported.
Correct.
Oh, damn.
Come on, man.
Inside Out.
Yes. Okay. What a hated to have to follow through on that threat. All right, let's go to Laura in Huntington Beach. Hi, Laura.
Hey, good morning.
Thank you for listening and holding on. You ready for your clip?
Of course.
Here you go.
Remember me. Elena, what's wrong, Mika? Nothing, Mama. My papa used to sing me that song.
Allie McKay is crying.
Oh. She's crying, yes.
That's Coco.
That is Coco.
I'm in love with the
Not that one. It's a different.
Oh, God.
It's a different. Picks.
All right, let's do one more.
All right, let's make it Ben from Tustin. Hi, Ben.
Yes.
Thank you for listening and holding on. You ready for your clip?
Yeah.
Nothing's coming out of your closet to scare you anymore, right? Yeah. Goodbye, Boo.
Kitty.
Kitty has to go.
Aw.
I mean.
It's growing on every one of these.
What do you say, Ben?
It's one of my favorites. That's Monsters, Inc.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Picks. That just shows you how beloved these movies are, that everyone got everyone. So hold on, Sergio and Audrey and Marcus and Mauricio and Laura and Ben. Only one will win the 4-pack of tickets from Disneyland Resort tickets for Pixar Fest. Miss Anna McKay, who's our winner, please?
The winner is Marcus.
Yay!
Yay! Congrats, Marcus.
Oh, I rock so hard right now.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, you do. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 941. Bean, unfortunately, you were not at the Weenie Roast, but Bishop is in the most beautiful way a spaz.
Oh no. Sure.
She is awesome.
I love her, and I love her little Minnie Mouse ears.
That's her hair.
And I watched every second.
Oh, you did? Okay.
On the webcast. Yeah, she was amazing. She was so funny and so excited to be there, and her enthusiasm was just contagious. It was
when
so much
she
fun.
Jumped, when we interviewed her, she jumped up on stage, and she was, like, jumping up and down.
Yeah.
Like, take it easy. She's like, oh, I'm so excited.
And she's a delight.
It was really great.
She's a sweet, sweet lady and so talented and a great voice, and she had that that momentary technical snafu with her earpiece.
Right after the first song, I was so bummed.
Yeah. I was, too, and you could tell it was
was just driving her crazy because she was just so amped. It was like she was a bull trying to get into the ring. You know, she just couldn't wait to like dash out and start performing again, but she had to be patient. But oh, she's great. I can't wait for her record to come out. That's going to be awesome.
Same.
All right. It's a Tuesday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in. 9:42. We've got time for one more look at what's happening, Allie.
What's happening is Trent Reznor. Wow. So there's a fan forum called Echoing the Sound, and he took to the fan forum to kind of explain why Bad Witch is being released as an album instead of as an EP.
Okay.
And posting under his user handle Titan, he wrote, EPs show up with singles in Spotify and other streaming services, which equals they get lost easier. EPs feel less important in today's music isn't as important as it once was world. Why make it easier to ignore? We're not charging anymore for it, so why get worked up about it? So kind of letting the fans know, hey, calm down. This is why.
All right.
Because originally the plan was to release three EPs in a row. And the first two were released as EPs. So he's saying we're doing this one different.
Yeah, not The Actual Events and Ad Violence, both EPs. And people assume because Bad Witch kind of had the same running time, those would also be EPs. But he's saying, no, it's going to be released as an album. Here's why.
And then he left it at that?
No, he did not. he did not. Because somebody named Quantum 550 said, I wonder why the, quote, representative of Nine Inch Nails is even the music business to issue a statement like that. I know very well how an album length is and an EP length is. This is an EP. He also had written negatively about Reznor's recent output of writing.
Mm-hmm. And saying, took it well?
Well, no. He said the EP must have delayed for obvious reasons. All apologies, etc. But the real fact is lack of inspiration. To which Trent Reznor just logged off and called it a day. Oh, no, just kidding. He responded, Quantum 550, suck my entire C.
You don't hear entire very often before
entire.
That.
Entire. Oh, Trent Reznor. He does not let things go.
Nope.
He is going to let you, Quantum 550, know to suck my entire C.
That's awesome.
Wow. Trent Reznor, everybody.
Even if it was meant as a joke, few are laughing.
I don't know. We're all laughing. I feel
like a lot of people are laughing.
And not sure if you heard about this yesterday, but WWE SmackDown is moving to Fox starting next fall. So
such good news. Now I can watch it.
October of 2019, it will be airing on Fridays. This is a major shakeup in WWE broadcast partners.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, this is huge. And it would have to be moved to a Friday for insane amounts of money just because of... just travel schedules in general for events that are happening. Because this is all live,
right.
Mind you. Hollywood Reporter said that the Fox deal for SmackDown is worth more than $1 billion over 5 years.
With a B?
With a B.
Wow.
Holy crap, that's a lot of money.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. I laughed really hard at this. Paul Simon forgot the words to one of his own songs, and then he punished himself for it. He was on stage Saturday night in Portland and came up blank on the lyrics to a song called The Cool, Cool River. So he told the crowd, quote, because I made a mistake and forgot the lyrics to that song, I'm going to penalize myself. I'm going to sing one of my songs that I loathe. He then went into the Simon and Garfunkel Chestnut, the 59th Street Bridge song, Feeling Groovy.
So he told him that he hated it.
He's like, you know what? I screwed up that song. To just, you know, punish myself, I'm going to sing a song I hate. Here it is. Is that the weirdest thing
ever?
Yeah,
I think as an audience, you'd go, I'd rather you sing a song you liked.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. But that song is such a chestnut. Maybe he never does it. So
yeah. That
was his whole thing. Like, I'm going to give you a song you never hear. And even though it bothers me, I screwed up. Here's your gift. Right?
Okay.
Made me laugh. Speaking of old dudes, George Harrison's first electric guitar, a Hofner Club 40, sold at auction on Saturday for $430,000.
Wow.
But you may be saying to yourself, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
However, the electric guitar that Bob Dylan played when he first decided to plug in sold for more than $490,000. That's even more money. And what
good
you...
reporting.
In case you weren't listening, $490,000 more
that's
than $430,000. That's an insane amount of money.
Yeah, it is.
You just put that in your house under some glass.
Then you try to convince people that it's real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan played that. Yep. So we can drink. That's basically what's going to happen at that dude's house. Exactly. What else do you want to hear about?
Is it dealer's choice here?
What? Yeah. What do you want?
You got any Star Wars news?
I don't, except that I saw Solo, a Star Wars story last night.
Oh,
I did. Oh. I saw it last night.
How about a spoiler-free review, please?
Spoiler-free review is that it is so much fun. It's a blast from beginning to end. I know people will find fault with it just because Star Wars fanboys and fangirls tend to find and nitpick anything. It was genuinely a really good time. And you know, I had some concerns about the gentleman playing Han Solo.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how's the kid?
I wound up, throughout the whole movie, loving him more and more. By the end, I was like, why'd I hate him? I love him now. It's really good, and I will say this. I have a new favorite droid.
You have a new favorite droid?
I have a new favorite droid.
Okay, this is one that none of us have seen yet?
No one has seen this droid until this movie. It was charming. It's like it felt very Star Wars-esque, which you want in a Star Wars movie, because some have departed from that. It felt like a Star Wars movie and a Western tussled and came out with this beautiful, beautiful baby. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm going to have to untangle that later. It's a Western.
Yeah, it felt like a Western set in Star Wars time.
And they fought.
They fought, but then they had some makeup sex and had a baby.
And that's what this movie is.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Let me know if I could review any other movies for you.
We're good.
Okay. Birthdays for you. WWE wrestler Daniel Bryan, actress Jennifer Goodwin, model Naomi Campbell, singer Morrissey, and actress Maggie Q. I love when she sang Two of Hearts. One of my favorite songs.
That's what's happening. Unrelated.
Thank you, Allie. Why is there so much sperm in space tomorrow morning?
I'm sorry?
A lot of sperm in space. What's happening?
Just floating through the atmosphere?
We'll tell you tomorrow. No, not just floating. Well, I think hopefully not floating through the atmosphere. I'm not exactly sure. We've also got your 4-pack of Disneyland Resort tickets to celebrate the first ever Pixar Fest tomorrow morning. More tickets to join me at the LA Galaxy. And we've got your tickets for Action Point as well tomorrow morning.